every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union, with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much, and welcome into the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. You can find us on X at Real Golf. You can find us on social media by searching Real Golf Radio, as well as your favorite podcast sites. Real Golf Radio or Golf Radio is where you can find us and listen at your convenience. Special thanks to those tuning in on our flagship station, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone in Salt Lake City, Utah. Year 26 of talking golf with you, and here we go. Another season in the books. The FedEx Cup Tour Championship is behind us, a Tiffany Trophy awarded, a first-time winner, and Ryder Cup selections have been made. This is going to be a fun show. This is sort of like a lot of looking back, a lot of Monday quarterbacking, and a whole lot of looking forward to the Ryder Cup at Bethpage. The 45th matches. They are sitting here waiting to be an absolute instant classic, right? And when you look at this team that the U.S. just put out there, I think there's a lot of things to be excited about, and I think there's a lot of looking over the corner at what Luke Donald's got in his team room thinking, oh, I'm sure glad we're playing on home soil this year.
Yeah. Oh, my. And, you know, it seems to be a home team advantage or a home soil advantage with the Ryder Cup right now. There's not a lot of, you know, opposite teams winning outside of their own countries or whatever. But I'll tell you what, they've got a pretty stacked team and we've got a pretty good team. And I'll tell you, I just, like you said, I don't know if I necessarily feel really happy about our opportunities to have a chance to win.
Well, oh, interesting. Okay, well, I'm going to play into that. This is college football kickoff weekend as well. You know, you are a big BYU Cougar fan. I'm a University of Utah Ute fan. And when that game gets played, the Holy War, the rivalry match, when it gets played, the rivalry game every single year.
Yeah.
Both teams have a lot of optimism, but they also are a little nervous going into that one because it feels like anybody can win. And these matches at the Ryder Cup are just that close. You just don't know. You're right. Typically home field advantage, home course, if you will, advantage plays into it. But man, we got a lot to break down. We're going to do it next right here on Real Golf Radio.
How's it going, everyone? Spencer Reynolds here with Fujikura Golf, and today we're excited to bring you our newest line of performance golf shafts, the all-new Fujikura Pro Series. The Pro naming convention has a rich Fujikura history, and this promises to be the highest performance Pro Series yet, featuring an all-new advanced bend profile design. Advanced bend profile is a design technique where we target specific regions within a section of the shaft and alter stiffness in those sections to increase overall shaft performance. In the all-new Pro Series, Advanced Bend Profile targets the lower region of the midsection, drops the stiffness dramatically to increase kick speed, and a reinforced tip section provides increased stability and consistency at impact. Available in two distinct and overall smooth-feeling profiles, Pro Blue offers players a traditional mid-launch and mid-low spin configuration, while Pro Black focuses on higher ball speed players, delivering a lower launch and lower spin option. Both Pro models are available now, so visit us at FujikuraGolf.com for more product-specific information, locate a charter dealer near you, and get fit for the all-new Fujikura Pro Series.
Everyone needs a checking account, so get the one with built-in benefits to complement your unique lifestyle. Mountain America's MyStyle Checking has perks no one can pass up. You'll enjoy sizzling restaurant deals, peace of mind mobile phone protection, timely telehealth access, built-in identity protection, and clutch loan rate discounts. Make MyStyle your lifestyle at Mountain America Credit Union. Visit macu.com/mystyle. Insured by NCUA. Membership required based on eligibility. Some benefits require no cost registration or activation. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
With adaptive weighting technology and 33 unique loft and lie settings, Cobra has a driver model for every golfer. Introducing DS Adapt from Cobra Golf. Dial in your game.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you. It's brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah, Utah's premier golf resort. Tom Weisskopf Championship Course that hosts the PGA Tour and LPGA Tour. It is phenomenal. It's available. You got the TrackMan range, the 36-hole putting course, Club 73 with the breakfast burritos and tacos. You've got the Oasis where you can also get lunch at the turn, all that included in your round of golf. The experience is unlike anything you've ever had. And, of course, the Resort Center Hotel is open with the new spa. I experienced the spa.
Mm.
I got a back facial, Bob. Have you ever had one of those?
No.
Sounds weird, right? Yeah. So I got a back facial. It basically... Just picture this, lying down on like a massage-style table and having like all kinds of different stuff rubbed all over your back and massaged in and like a little bit of heat, a little bit of steam, a little bit of, you know, like I slept for about 15 minutes of the hour. Just like I was so relaxed. It was unbelievable.
Awesome.
And they say it's kind of a hard place to reach when you're, you know, in the shower and stuff.
Yes, so it is.
That just kind of does.
Unless you have a brush.
Cleans that off, which I never really thought too much of. But bottom line is the place is amazing. And there's a post treatment place. And there is all kinds of place to just chill and relax. And anyway, the spa is one of the great amenities there. All the restaurants as well. Check it out. You can book your stay at blackdesertresort.com and bankofutahchampionship.com for more of the details on the upcoming PGA Tour event. blackdesertresort.com. Super exciting stuff. And we appreciate their sponsorship here on Real Golf Radio. All right. Do you want to talk about, let's give Tommy Fleetwood some due and then let's go into
it. Because
it's going to be a heavy Ryder Cup. But tour championship in general, what did you think? This was the first one we've seen without the starting strokes since they did that whole thing. And it was any one of the top 30. They all started in the same spot. They each had an equal opportunity to win. And wouldn't you know it, it was sort of the joke that Tommy couldn't get a dub. He finally gets his first one and takes home the FedEx Cup. We all know that Scottie Scheffler is the FedEx season-long FedEx Cup champ. This was his season again, as it was last year. But In this case, Tommy Fleetwood's the FedEx Cup champion because he won the Tour Championship.
Yeah, he won the Tour Championship, got that trophy, and the FedEx Cup as well. as the champion. He shot rounds of 64, 63, 67, 68. That's some amazing golf. And I'll tell you what, he felt like with the putter, anything inside 12 feet, he felt really comfortable. That's what he said on the Golf Channel after he was done playing. And he had a phenomenal putting week, he said. And because of that, that's what kept him in the game and allowed him to win the golf tournament by 3 shots over Russell Henley and Patrick Cantlay. You know, Scottie Scheffler still finished tied for fourth at 14 under par. And, you know, Cameron Young was there, some of the other guys. But I'll tell you what, Tommy Fleetwood was the cream of the crop at the Players' Championship, and it was fun to watch him win and everybody be so excited for him.
Tour Championship. Players,
the Tour Championship. Yeah, I knew what Sorry. You meant. Yeah.
So here's something interesting. Mm-hmm. I watched his demeanor. I think a lot of people did, right? Would he be able to hang on? Would the pressure of all of the close, almost, what could've, should've, all that kind of stuff, how much was that going to affect him? That's right. One of the things you love about sports, right? These guys get right back in the arena and they put themselves out there again for another opportunity at victory. So I was watching his demeanor. How would he handle that? And I couldn't help but be impressed that even walking up to the 18th green with a 3-shot lead, that he didn't break. He didn't break any of it. He gave a wry smile and a small tip of the cap, but he was in it until it was the last putt was in the hole.
Yeah.
And even then it took him a second. He had a smile and it took him a second. And then he finally, after he walked away, I think he'd already hugged the caddy and shook Cantlay's hand. Then he kind of leaned back and gave the Rory sort of let it out, all the emotions of so close and finally achieving and all of that, right? It's so cool to see guys when they just are able to stay in it shot for shot, one shot at a time. I know it's so cliche, but it's difficult for all of us that love this game and play this game. It's so hard not to get ahead of yourself.
Yeah, and especially, you know, one of the things that top elite players do, and you see it with Scottie Scheffler, you see it with Rory, you see it with all the guys, they stay in the moment and they don't allow themselves to get ahead as they're walking up the final hole. Even when it's in the bag, they don't allow themselves to get ahead. They go, they get their job done, they get it finished, and then they allow the opportunity to rejoice a little bit and hug their caddy and show some emotion, that kind of thing. So that's what the best players do. It's not over till it's over. And it was great to see how he handled himself, especially since he hadn't won on the PGA Tour. He'd won a bunch of times on the European Tour, but now he gets his first PGA Tour win and how he handled himself all the way down to the end.
Well, congrats to Tommy. I think it was one of the more popular wins that you could tell by the fan reaction there on site, as well as the fan reaction around social media. He's a very, very likable, you know, guy, right? I mean, he's hard not to root for, except for when it's Ryder Cup week. But you know, he's good for him. Let's transition. Well, you mentioned Scotty. You were surprised at Scotty's play. He ends up winning 5 times this year. We put the over-under at the beginning of the year on 5. That's how cruel it is, Bob. That's how cruel Vegas is. I didn't look at Vegas line. I just threw out there the number 5. But isn't that how it happens so often is, you know, you think, man, here he is. He's rolling. If you would have bet the over, you lost.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but Scottie Scheffler, look, I'm not saying that's a losing year for Scottie Scheffler. You and Caddy both picked the over on 5, which coming off of a, what, 8-win year? Official events are. I mean, a phenomenal year for him to back that up. How about Scottie's year?
Oh, it was amazing to see what he was able to do, to win the golf tournaments he was able to take control of and win a PGA Championship, Open Championship. Now he's got 3 of the 4. I would say that he's probably, you know, the next on track to have an opportunity to win the career Grand Slam, even though Jordan Spieth has been on that number and just needs the PGA Championship. Yeah, it's exciting to see what he's able to do, how he's able to handle his business on the golf course, separate that business from his family life and his professional life. What, you know, how open and how forthcoming he is to all of us as we talk with him at media outlets when we're at the majors and that type of thing. It's pretty amazing. He is a rare gem in the world of golf, and it's fun to watch him.
Well, one of the things that's notable is that he shot 68 for his 21st consecutive round in the 60s. That ties the record set by Patrick Cantlay. But here's the other thing. Still haven't had a back-to-back FedEx Cup winner. Mm-hmm. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
When you talk about parity, I mean, nobody, really? Nobody back-to-back? That's pretty wild, right?
And the interesting thing about him is, you know, he had 2 years in a row where he had the 10-shot cushion, and it took him his third year to win it. Even though it seemed like a big advantage for him, it wasn't really until he was in the mode of winning seven times on the PGA Tour that year.
We mentioned Cantlay. He gets in there with a tie for second. Did not have a good final round. Shot 71 after 64, 66, 64. But at least some positive signs for Cantlay. Obviously, he's a member of the Ryder Cup team. So I'll tell you what, he's kind of hard to watch, man.
He is.
There's a lot of deliberate stuff going on.
Oh, my.
It's like, come on. The rocking back and forth, back and forth. I'm like, okay. Cam Young also with a nice finish.
Yes.
You talked about all the Ryder Cuppers. Russell Henley right in there as well. So we'll talk Ryder Cup coming up next. Keegan's picks. Should he have picked himself? I take a look at both of these teams, some records, and we're going to geek out on some Ryder Cup next right here on Real Golf Radio. Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay, you can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
On a scale from 1 to 5,
I would give Siegfried and Jensen
5 stars.
5 stars.
5 stars.
If there was more stars in the constellation, they'd get more.
And I want to say thank you.
Thank you?
Here for you 24/7.
Call Siegfried and Jensen.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
At Black Desert Resort, everyday living feels like a well-deserved getaway. Immerse yourself in the unique opportunity of ownership nestled among the lava fields and vibrant cliffs of Greater Zion. Spanning 600 acres of scenic desert landscape, our newly built luxury resort offers a range of residences, diverse dining options, year-round outdoor recreation, and world-class spa facilities. Anchoring it all is our signature Tom Weisskopf Golf Course. Explore the options or book a tour at ownblackdesertresort.com.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, we're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U Banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the online agreement center or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Want someone on your side after a car accident? Call us. Here's a fact. Insurance companies exist to make money, not pay it out. At Siegfried & Jensen, we care about you and your case. Get the facts and the help you need. Call us today.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, Real Golf Radio. At Real Golf is our X handle, and you can also search social media, Instagram and Facebook, Real Golf Radio. Download us where your favorite podcasts are found by searching Golf Radio or Real Golf Radio. So good to be with you. Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
Captain's picks were made, and Keegan Bradley is going to be a captain and not a playing captain. What's your first reaction to that reality?
Well, I think it's really interesting because after he won earlier in the year in Hartford, he expressed in his press conference when he made the picks, he said, I was thinking I was going to be on the team. All I had to do was keep playing like I'd been playing. That's a tough thing because there is so much involved and so much pressure to put on yourself to be able to play well enough as the captain to be able to make it in the top six. And he had always said that if he made it on points, that he would be a playing captain. To pick himself was another thing. And I think he absolutely did the right thing by leaving himself out of the equation and picking six guys that he could really kind of pump up and get ready to play as a team with the other six that qualified on points.
I said this back in the day when I thought he should be the captain. He's got East Coast ties. He has passion for this Ryder Cup. And I'm not to say Zach Johnson didn't have passion. I think all the guys, look, Tom Lehman, probably nobody had more passion than Tom Lehman, and he got blitzed. And he did everything he thought he could do to get these guys ready to go, right? And it just didn't work out. But Keegan, I just felt like Keegan, St. John's, playing that golf course, at the time, he'd just gotten snubbed. Like, nobody wants to win it. Like, that's a guy that could really drive this team and really change the feel of it. I mean, the Ryder Cup once went the other way. Said, you know what? We need to get this thing back on track. Let's go back in the day when the Ryder Cup was all USA and bring in Tom Watson. And that was not a good experiment, right? I mean, it led to Phil Mickelson's worst moment as a professional, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, undressing Tom Watson in front of the media after a losing Ryder Cup was just, to me, that's not how you do it. That said... I thought Keegan could, I thought he was a good choice. What I didn't necessarily count on at the time was that Keegan was going to have a year.
Yeah.
I thought by being dubbed the captain, he was going to be all in, which he has been. And yet he still had a year. 11th in the world, win at the Travelers, all of that kind of stuff. And you say, and then he, played great and shot low on the weekend at the Tour Championship.
Sure.
That's a guy that any other Ryder Cup captain picks for his team. And yet he had decided, and he went through it, that he was going to do what's best for the team and that he needed to focus on that. I think, first of all, I feel bad for him. You could tell when he announced the last pick that he kind of paused, like he just snubbed himself. He just made his own call to himself to tell him he's not on the team. You could just sense it, even though he said even though he said the decision had made a while ago.
Yeah.
But Sam Burns, as great of a putter as he is not as good of a player right now as Keegan Bradley is. And so that's a tough deal. But as I've said the last few weeks, I'm glad he made that decision because everything is going, this is such a big, there is so much weight to this. And should he pick himself and it doesn't go well, that's something that's going to be his legacy.
Yeah.
And people will second guess that decision. They're not going to second guess so much his decision to stay as the captain, because that's what he was dubbed to do. And once he was named captain, he was all in. And by the way, let me take the other side of that. When I saw him do that, my first comment on X was, this is Keegan Bradley showing that the Ryder Cup is bigger than one person.
Yeah.
And as absolutely. Much as he loves it and wanted to play on this team, he yep. knew what his role was. Yep. And his only goal was to be a winning captain and have a winning team. And he set his lifelong aspirations aside for an unbelievable opportunity to be a winning Ryder Cup captain at Bethpage Black.
Well, you think about where we were a couple of years ago, and he gets the call from Zach Johnson and says, sorry, I'm not picking you. How much of a letdown was to him and his family. But then he gets the call from the PGA of America that says, you're going to be our Ryder Cup captain. You're going to be the guy that steers this team in our next Ryder Cup. Talk about an overwhelming honor to be able to do that. And I get goosebumps thinking about it. And that this opportunity for him to be captain totally overshines his snubbing, in my opinion. I saw how important it was to my dad to be captain, and my dad loved playing on the Ryder Cup. Now, as far as the New York crowd is concerned, yes, he will be able to stir them up and get them going. But the guy that they replaced him with is from New York, is Cameron Young.
Yeah.
Cameron Young's the hometown guy. He won the New York State Open there, beat as an amateur and beat all the pros, and holds the course record. Who else better
could you have Cam on Young, your by team? The way. I love Cam Young for that. Oh, and I especially love that he played his way into it, right?
Yeah.
Because he hadn't been absolutely. Playing well for a while. And yep. And he played his way into it, and we're going to talk about the individual players. Can I just go back to the prediction?
Yeah.
Here's how it sounded. Was this last year or the beginning of the? No, it was last year. This has been a year and a half ago,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, this is a year and a half ago.
All right, here you go. If he doesn't end up taking the Ryder Cup captain in New York, who's it going to be? Like, who?
I think the logical one right now, the logical one who hasn't done it yet is Fred Couples. He's done President's Cups. He has not done Ryder Cups yet, and he has been vice captain many, many times. So I think he would be the logical one.
He'd be an easy plug and play because he's been in the yes. system. That's what yes. you're saying. Exactly. That said, I mean, here's my left field one, okay? I'm starting to think of guys, East Coast guys. How about Keegan Bradley?
Yeah.
Like, does anyone love the Ryder Cup more than Keegan Bradley? And he would anyone spend more time? You know, I know he's Boston. It's not New York. I know he's Boston. But, man, I think he would just do a great job.
He's never been in the mix as far as vice captains or anything. So he'd have to kind of be led along. He'd have to get the correct support team around him to help him. But he is, what he has going for him is he has won a PGA championship.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what the PGA of America likes.
That's right. So anyway, I'm just throwing that out there as a little bit of a outlier. Why not Keegan Bradley? I think it'd be cool. I mean, the guy's got passion. And we need some freaking passion. I mean, if you don't have passion yeah. in New York, I mean, what are you even doing? So there was the call a year and a half ago.
Yep.
And then it actually happens. And so those were the reasons why I thought Keegan would be great. Obviously, mm-hmm. the PGA of America thought the same thing. Did Stuart Sink kind of get snubbed? Yeah, but I don't think he brings all that passion that we talked about. And again, that's totally unfair for me to say. I don't know Stuart personally. I'm just saying, right? Keegan seems to exhibit that kind of... that we really kind of need in this kind of a match.
Right.
So having said all that, that's why I applaud him for sticking to the captaincy and doing his job. And I know the caddy disagrees, and he's going to come in strong. I know. Cause we were texting yeah. through the whole thing, and it didn't matter what you say. The caddy is going to come back to you and tell you why that was a mistake. And we'll hear his side coming up on the back nine. But for the time being, I applaud Keegan. That had to have been one of the hardest things he did, knowing that he controlled it. But I think, put yourself as an athlete. You'd rather be in control, wouldn't you, than be yeah. left to somebody else's control?
Yeah. And you want to be driving the bus, not sitting in the back seat.
And 2 years ago, he just sat there and waited for Zach's call. He was out of his control.
Brian, I got to tell you a great story. Talking about that. 1 year I go to tour school and my dad says to me, he goes, I'm going to come caddy for you. See if we can get you through this thing. Oh, have I ever told you this story?
I think you have, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So we go to Fort Ord in the Monterey Peninsula. We play. I end up missing it and he gets home. He flies home. I drive home back to Utah. He's got the biggest case of hives.
Full hives.
Because he was just so eager and wanted me. He was so used to driving the bus and he had to sit and watch me play. It was really, really difficult for him. So like along what you said with Keegan Bradley, he's used to being in the competition. He's used to being a part of it. He's won points. He loves it, but it's tough for him.
Coming up next, Adam Szupak, Golf Week Magazine. We'll continue Ryder Cup talk next.
Want someone on your side after a car accident? Call us. Here's a fact. Insurance companies exist to make money, not pay it out. At Siegfried & Jensen, we care about you and your case. Get the facts and the help you need. Call us today.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank, like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay. You can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
Come celebrate Uinta Golf's 54th anniversary this Labor Day weekend. Enjoy 25% off all Green Tag closeout apparel, 20% off Skechers and Puma golf shoes, and get a 50% bonus trade-in towards any new club. Don't miss out on these deals and more at Uinta Golf's 54th anniversary Labor Day sale the 28th through September 1st. Trusted by golfers since 1971 and home to the legendary 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf. Get there.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
Everyone needs a checking account, so get the one with built-in benefits to complement your unique lifestyle. Mountain America's MyStyle Checking has perks no one can pass up. You'll enjoy sizzling restaurant deals, peace of mind mobile phone protection, timely telehealth access, built-in identity protection, and clutch loan rate discounts. Make MyStyle your lifestyle at Mountain America Credit Union. Visit macu.com/mystyle. Insured by NCUA. Membership required based on eligibility. Some benefits require no cost registration or activation. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
On a scale from 1 to 5,
I would give Siegfried & Jensen
5 stars.
5 stars.
5 stars.
If there was more stars in the constellation, they'd get more.
And I want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Here for you 24/7.
Call Siegfried & Jensen.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you here on Real Golf Radio. Thanks for joining us. Right now, let's continue our Ryder Cup discussion and welcome in the senior writer from Golf Week Magazine, good friend of ours who we spent some time with around the majors this year, and he's always Johnny on the spot with the questions and the insights. Adam Szupak is joining us right now. What's up, Szupak? How you doing, buddy?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on, guys.
I don't even know where the Shoop thing came from. I don't think I've ever called you that. That just came out. So I don't know if that's a normal nickname.
That's what my friends call me.
Okay.
That's what my friends call me.
Perfect.
I feel like it was natural. It was just a natural thing. So, this week, I mean, look, we all get geeked out for the Ryder Cup. There's no question about it. But this one had us. There were so many different levels to this, with Keegan being the captain. And would he or would he not pick himself? And you can make the arguments so many different ways. What was your take on how this all came to be with Keegan decided to just go full in on captain and not be a player?
You know, I think he came to the right decision. I still feel like the PGA of America put him in a bad spot by naming him captain to begin with. You know, this should have been Phil's job. When Phil went to live, it looked like, okay, Tiger's going to take this. And then Tiger, you know, passed on it because he's too busy doing whatever he's doing. and so they went outside the box. I mean, again, when those things didn't happen, it kind of felt like it was going to be Stuart Sink's turn. He's a major winner. He's done the assistant captaincy role last couple cups. But they wanted someone younger, a little more relatable to the current players who is out there more often. And they went outside the box with Keegan, which, I mean, I love the idea of Keegan being captain, but come on, you had to know. He was one of the top 15, 20 players in the world. That the way he played this past year, he was going to, you know, once he had the win, it was like, you know, God, I just don't think it, I think it was too big of a job, a modern captain role. For him to be able to perform at the best, at the top level, and do both jobs to the best ability. So I think he realized, you know, I mean, he's going to be roasted if he didn't win, or if he did, you know, if he goes 0-3, you know, there's his legacy. And I think he ended up kind of doing what was best for the team. And that's something that we really haven't seen Team USA do over the years so well. So I think I really respect his decision. As I was starting to, you know, put the team together, and I started telling my editor, I was like, I don't know if he should play. Like, the difference between him, like, I want him to play. I think he's one of the top 12, but the difference between him and the guys that he's gonna, you know, that are not going to play, I don't think it's significant enough. And I do think, like, as I said already, you know, the job's such a big job now. Maybe when Arnold Palmer did it in 1963, the last time anyone did both these roles, it was pretty doable then, but not anymore. And I just think he did what was, I think he made the decision that needed to be made. And I really respect him for coming to that conclusion, because this is a guy that loves this event as much as anybody. He hasn't played on a team since 2014. He was passed over in 2023 when he really deserved to be on the team over a couple other guys. And, you know, the old boys network, you know, wanted certain players on that team and not him. And boy, he took it like a man. If you watch the Netflix Full Swing, the way he handled that phone call from Zach, and to be in that position where the only person who could turn that job down this time was he himself. I really thought it was quite the move, and it tells the guys that he did pick that he believes in them. And I think that's the biggest thing that a captain needs to do, is have everyone believe that they're part of the winning equation.
You know, I thought it was interesting, and he was very forthcoming about earlier in the year after he won in Hartford, how at that point in time he would have picked himself. But as time went on after Hartford, and coming into the playoffs, his play wasn't great. It like Hartford was, but then it got great through the playoffs. What did you think about his being that forthcoming?
Yeah, I mean, I had asked him kind of when did that flip, and he I didn't think he really gave a too clear of an answer to me, but you're right. I mean, I think after he won, he started thinking, yeah, you know what, I think he also thought, if I play well enough, I can get in the six. I think, you know, that was his original statement on the day that he was picked, was, I'm only going to play if I make the top six. And, you know, when he ends up being number 11 after the BMW, you know, then you're picking over guys, some guys, you know, it was a little shakier whether he should pick himself. But he almost went and won the Tour Championship, shot 63, 64 in the middle two rounds there. You know, kind of faded a little bit late Sunday to finish T7, but I think his form's just fine. I don't know. I think, you know, he might have expected some guys like Jordan Spieth to go on a run, or he thought certain things might happen. But it was hard to really, you know, the way Cam Young has played, you could argue the same thing for Sam Burns, played pretty well down the stretch, that it's tough to say no to some of those guys. And then Ben Griffin, who, you know, nobody had Ben Griffin on the team at the beginning of the year. That guy's just been a rock. And I don't think he's finished outside the top 15 since, you know, April. He did miss two cuts. But other than those two missed cuts, he's just been a consistent machine. And he's won twice. And one of those was in the team format at the Zurich. So, you know, there were some rumors that they were going to pass over Ben. And I was like, how do you do that? And, you know, so the way they rolled that out, when he came up third, they didn't make it wait. It was like, yeah, Ben's on the team. And I was like, okay. So now it's like, oh, I don't know if there's going to be a spot for Keegan. And then of course, Cam Young kind of spoiled things, let the cat out of the bag, with a comment about Sam Burns, you know, being on the 2014 junior team with him. And I was like, oh, okay, so there's got to be a place for him. And then it was like, wow, I don't think Keegan's going to be on the team. He's just going to captain, and good for him.
Adam Shupak joining us here on Real Golf Radio. I agree. Like, the biggest thing that I've been talking with Bob in the last few weeks is this is a real honor. And I know Keegan wants to be a player. And look, if I'm in his position, do I want to be holding the clipboard or do I want to be suiting up? And I get it, right? I totally get it. But you could talk to a lot of past players who have had the opportunity to be the Ryder Cup captain or who were passed over for the opportunity to be the Ryder Cup captain. And you could talk about the disappointment or the honor that it was, and how so many of these, you know, now retired golfers reflect so fondly on the honor and the privilege it was to be a Ryder Cup captain. And I just think, for a guy that loves this so much, if he were to go in, like you said, and try to split duties and not be successful, that is a lot of heat. I mean, it's a lot of heat. And I just, man, I didn't want him to have to take that, because we all know how passionate Keegan is about the Ryder Cup. We all know he got snubbed and should have been on that team two years ago. And it's just, I wouldn't want, like, this is a chance for, this is a legacy moment for him. And anything less than a dub is just unacceptable, especially just outside of New York City. So I think from that, I appreciate it. I agree that it was the right decision. But there's a lot of people that'll say, look, he's top player in the world. He's a major championship winner, and he just won recently, and he's better than a lot of these guys that are on this team. And so if you really want the team to be successful, you should put the best players in there, which includes him. So it really became a compelling situation, and we haven't even gotten to Bethpage yet.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been great, a great storyline if he had played, for sure. And, you know, the one that I do have a caveat when I say he made the right decision. I think he could have gone one other way, and that is, he could have said, I'm playing and Tiger Woods is going to be the captain. You know, I've done all the legwork for you, Tiger. Come on. We just need you for 3 days.
So,
you know, Tiger would have loved that, and the guys would have loved it. And I think that would have been a game changer.
It would have been, but think about all that's been invested by Keegan over the last 12 months. Like, to really step aside and be like, without any guarantee that you're going to get a shot to do it again, that's a lot to give up too, right?
Yeah, but I think there's room in the pipeline for Team USA. I really think he should have when they initially called him, just said, hey guys, how about when I'm 45? I think I can still make this team. I got another, you know, I just made the, I guess at that point he hadn't made it yet, but you know, he was on the verge of making a President's Cup team. Maybe he doesn't make that President's Cup team if he doesn't win in the BMW, but you know, it just seemed premature to have him at 38 and still one of the top 20 players in the world, be chosen as captain.
You know, it's kind of interesting. You look at the rankings and you look at the standings and the guys that he did pick. Who are the guys that you think he didn't pick that maybe had a chance? One of the guys I think was Chris Goddard and how he played at the Scottish Open, won there, playing with Rory face-to-face in that final round and beat him by a couple shots and then backed it up his first time in the Open Championship with a tied for fourth finish. But who are, besides Chris Goddard, who else do you think?
Yeah, Chris Goddard really came out of left field with a great effort. I just don't think he did enough. The last, you know, during the playoffs, he just snuck into to get to the tour championship, but really didn't have good enough showings to really make a huge run. And I think, you know, he talked about Maverick McNealy, who was number 10 in the standings. You know, I think he's become a really, really solid player this year, and a huge improvement in his iron game. Already one of the best putters on tour, you know, didn't have a win other than he did win at the RSM in November, but finished third at the BMW. I thought that might put him in a position where if Keegan didn't put himself on the team, that he might get a spot. And then the other guy, you know, he was number 12 was Brian Harman. I just think he's a gamer. He's so gritty. He plays very well in match play historically in his career. And I don't think Bethpage is a great fit for him, maybe. But if you paired him with Bryson, you know, I don't think he's the distance advantage. I just think that guy, there's certain guys that know how to get it done. And I still wonder about skipping over Brian Harman, because I just feel like he's got that certain it when that I just, you know, match play and stroke play are such different. It's almost a different game that we're playing. And that guy just knows how to play it. He knows how to get the ball in the hole. And he has that I'm not going to lose to you mentality that seems to work at the Ryder Cup and President's Cup.
I hear you. 149th on tour in strokes or in driving distance is probably, yeah, probably what kind of hurt him, given that was the golf course. Plus greens and regs, you know, 112th. I don't know. I mean, you can break stats down any way you want. I'm with you. There's some intangibles about Brian Harman, no question about it. Yeah. And, you know, there he was, you know, competing again in the Open Championship, you know, being having hoisted the Claret Jug a few years ago. So, yeah, no question about it.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right. Last, I know we're running out of time here, and we appreciate you taking a few minutes. As the team is compiled collectively, what is your initial feeling? And we don't even have the full European team yet. What is your initial feeling about this team, and how optimistic are you about the U.S. team reclaiming the cup there at Bethpage Black?
Well, we've got some solid teams returning. You know, I would expect Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele to get team together again. I liked what happened with Scottie Scheffler and Russell Henley at the President's Cup, although, you know, it's a different venue, so maybe those guys could end up in a different direction. But, you know, we've got a lot of guys playing some pretty darn good golf. I think the home field advantage is we don't talk enough about that, but, you know, Rory brought it up, how hard it is to win on the road. U.S. has been pretty solid winning at four of the last six home matches, and the last two since they've had their committee come to, you know, and some of the changes that they made. So I think there's a lot trending for us. The Europeans, though, are going to be very strong. They have incredible team unity, and Luke Donald and Eduardo Molinari, who's kind of this data analytics guru, those captains have been working very hard to figure out what was missing last time the cup was played on home soil. So I really want this to be a close match. That's, you know, the only thing that's been disappointing about the Ryder Cup is that they've kind of been blowouts. Like to see this kind of come down to the wire like it did in 2012, and then we'll see how, you know, the chips fall on Sunday.
Oh, really? You're going to drop 2012? Oh, my gosh. Adam, you're killing me, man.
That was great theater, though. Come on.
Hey, Adam, I had dad as a Ryder Cup captain, and you know, I don't want it to be close. I want the U.S. to just bury him.
And everybody will just be watching football on Sunday. No, I don't expect this one to be. I don't think it's going to be a blowout either way.
I think it will be either.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you, Adam. I'm more concerned. I'm the most concerned about a U.S. team on home soil than since we've been doing the show for 26 years. Even the Detroit team that got absolutely blitzed, I thought was going to do better, right? And they didn't. But this team, I don't know. I'm hopeful, and I believe in what Keegan's doing and his passion. But there's a lot of our guys. I can't help but notice that on the Ryder Cup page, under the team roster, there are two players that are not wearing hats, and it's Cantlay and Shoffley. I'm just saying, like, really? After what we really? No, we're going no hats for these guys. So anyway, I hope they can all come together and step up and play their best golf and, rally and it's going to be nuts and it's going to be fun. It's awesome. But, I think this European team is strong and, anyway, we'll see what happens, but thanks for joining us, man. Really appreciate it. And, we'll talk to you again as we get a little closer.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Adam Shupak joining us from Golf Week Magazine, talking a little Ryder Cup teams. What do you think? We'll talk about it as we continue right here on Real Golf Radio.